The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here with Robin. Good morning, Robin. She's barely here. Am I right? Can you hear me okay? Okay. Oh, she doesn't have her headphones on. That's the deal. Okay. She's taking a few minutes off, which is fine. Long night. Anyway, how's everybody? This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Good morning, Aaron. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and I'll tell you, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot this week. I've been learning about the effects of the invasive blue catfish. I'm learning a lot about carp. I'm learning a little bit about snakeheads. Not so much about flatheads, but I will. I'll keep you going as we keep going on this new magazine on invasive fish. Mostly snakeheads, blue catfish, flathead catfish, and carp. I'm dealing with some of the best in the business and dealing with some of the most plugged-in people as far as management, as far as biology and things like that, that you can possibly find. And I'm enjoying every bit of it. I'm finding out why the blue catfish have spread primarily from the Potomac River throughout the Bay region. I'm learning things about snakeheads and that deal. I'm learning good stuff. I'm learning bad stuff. And, it's just I'm looking forward to getting this magazine out and getting it to you folks. The name of the magazine is called Big Ass Fish, BIGAZZFISH. Website, same. And some of our listeners have sent some photos in, and you're invited to do that. If you have a nice picture of a snakehead or a catfish, blue catfish in particular, or a flathead, or even a carp, we'll accept those pictures at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you have recipes, we'd love to hear some recipes, especially for the catfish. Robin and I have had snakehead in a couple of different ways, and there's no bad way to cook it. We've had it deep fried, we've had it grilled, we've had it pan fried. I will tell you something, it's one of the best tasting fish you've ever had. The catfish, right, not that bad. The bluefish are a little bit dense, but given the right cooking circumstances, they're very good, a lot of meat. That type of thing. So we're just enjoying the whole process as far as getting this magazine out. So there you go. Anyway, we are continuing to visit folks all around the region. I've been to a number of our sponsors this past couple of weeks and caught up with them and figuring out what's going on in their shops. And as a matter of fact, I was at an event in Baltimore the other day, Saturday, and on the way home I got a text from Captain Don, and he said, hey, we're visiting Backyard Billy's. And I said, great. And I happened to be just across the bridge when I got that text, so I swung in there and had a bit of howdy-do with all of the families, with Captain Don and his buddy Kenny and their wives. It was fun. They're for a few minutes to meet their backyard Billy's. Got to meet Billy, you know, Bill, and a good conversation. So that's kind of fun stuff that happens. Robin's been keeping the kids all week. Some days it's one, some days it's two, some days it's one, some days it's two.
If I fall asleep on the air, I am blaming you.
Why? What I do?
I told you I was going to take it this morning and just relax and then get on, but no. So you have goaded me on, so if I fall asleep, it's on you.
All right, well, why don't you say hi to everybody?
Good morning, everybody.
There you go. There you go. So
it's more fun to pick on you.
I know. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. There were some days that were available for fishing this week. We're wondering if you folks had an opportunity to get out and about. You know, the spring gobbler season has started. It starts sometimes late March all over the country. Florida and Texas and other states are way ahead of us. Youth turkey season is next Saturday, I believe. And then the following Monday is the 18th. Is it Monday? I can't remember. When's the 18th? Tuesday. The following Tuesday is the opening of the turkey season, which is also tax day, which, you know, we don't even want to talk about. But our, you know, our listeners are engaged in all types of outdoors activity. I talked to the folks at Blackwater. There was the mentored turkey program is in full swing. Get some youngsters out there and some people who've never hunted before. Thanks to National Wild Turkey Federation chapters here in Maryland, that's being accomplished. There's the schedule for the kids fishing contests and radio and rodeos has been established here in Maryland on all that from the fine folks at Maryland's Department of Natural Resources. So there we are. Our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The Senate Bill 327, which was the omnibus hunting bill for Maryland, which did a number of things. It increased the hunting license fee about $10 for a regular license. None of the other stamps went up, but there was an additional adoption of a stamp for sika deer. So if you don't hunt sika deer, you don't have a problem. But if you do, then it's another $10 fee. It was also non-resident stamp was increased or was established for $25 for non-residents. Sika deer. The sika deer in Maryland is a crowd pleaser. It is a money draw for primarily Dorchester and Wacomico counties when it comes to hunters' dollars coming into the state of Maryland to pursue these and then within the state to pursue these animals. So they've decided to use some of that money for management and things like that that'll help us understand those little deer a little bit better. Now, they have been studied. Of course, one of our official measures, Doug Wigfield, was involved in studies on the sika deer many years ago and, you know, ear tags and radio collars and things like that, found out that these deer live, some of them live 20 years old. And they're fascinating little creatures, that's for sure. And they're right here. And, you know, they're one of those released animals that have adapted to our state, in particularly the marshlands on the eastern shore. And they continue to thrive with a population around 12,000 to 15,000. I don't really think they know exactly. Harvest of about 3,000 a year. And they are delicious. They eat anything in the marsh. If it grows, they eat it. If you're fortunate enough to have some persimmons on your property or something like that, they eat those. And, you know, they're a wonderful table fare for sure. They're a lot of fun to hunt. They're hard to hunt because of the nature of the beast, because they inhabit the marshes. And, you know, you can be in You can be in an elevated tree stand. You can be 10 feet or 12 feet off the ground or higher, and not be above the phragmites. So you got to kind of wait for them to step out in the open. You can hear them coming through the marsh and see the phragmites move, and you know, all of a sudden there's nothing there anymore, and you thought something was going to just step out in front of you at any moment, and they don't necessarily. They just keep moving. So they're a fascinating creature. They're fun to hunt. At the other side of that after the harvest, of course, the organization Bucks, Bears, Stags is the official measures, official record keepers for Maryland big game, which are white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears, has reached over 470 animals being measured, which I had a goal of about 300 before the second record book came out. You know, there were all the old records were in the first record book. When I say the old records, I mean Bucks, Bears, Stags was established in 2017, so we're soon to celebrate our 5th anniversary. The first record book came out in 2020. It had all the old records from the old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, which are the national organizations for exceptional animals. And then we had measured a number of animals for the record book. I'm going to say 100 to 150 for the first record book. Second record book is going to be any of those old records that we've been able to find and grandfather in, and some fantastic stories about some magnificent animals, which we will be including in the next issue, the next record book. And then, you know, all the new records, all the new bear records. I think there have been several new and broken and renewed state records for black bear, sika deer, white-tailed deer. A picked-up division was established for people who find, you know, animals while they're shed hunting or something like that. A picked-up division was established for black bears, which had never happened before. Picked-up division for sika deer, which had never happened. We got a female division. We got a youth division. So we're proud of everything that we're doing as far as that. So there's John. Good morning, John. The week was pretty good. Show's really going in and out quite a bit. Hate to tell you. Well, I wonder if that's me. I wonder if that's me in my headphone. It could be. I could be raising and lowering my voice rather than projecting, which I should be doing. Aaron, do you notice any significant issues on your end? Ah, so the internet has been acting up, and the system has been restarted. All right. Well, I know, John. I hate to hear it. I hate to hear that we're not, you know, not out there. But thanks for telling us and keep us informed throughout the show. So there you go. Thank you for that. So we'll keep trying. But right now, I've time for a break. I've been yakking too long here, so let's talk about Clyde's Sports Shop. They're located in Lansdowne, been there since 1957, 23. I don't know why I said 23, but I will eventually figure out why I said that, or not, because when you get old, you say stuff. Right, Robin?
Yep.
And sometimes you don't remember anything. Oh, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's where I was going with that. Clyde Sports Shop, they're ready to go fishing. They've got all the crabbing gear you need, too. They've got the pots and the traps and the trot lines and the bait for fishing. They've got the rods and reels. They've got Shakespeare, the world-famous Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels, Penn, trolling rods and reels for those of you who are going to pursue the trophy rockfish. They've got all that. They've got all the trolling tackle as well, circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes. They have a big line center where you walk in, you take your spool in, and they fill it, or you leave your, you know, if you have a big trolling reel or several of them and you want to get it filled up with new line, just leave it there, and they'll fill it for you with whatever pound test you prefer. So why not stop by? They've got live bait, frozen bait, everything for any kind of fish if you're a bait fisherman, and don't forget to look at that selection of St. Croix fishing rods. They've got the big salty minnows, the black salties, which are come from Arkansas. For those of you who like large live bait, particularly for snakeheads or any of the large fish we're after, they've got those in stock as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days, 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend, see what they've got new for fishing season. All right. So you had a couple nice days this week, and you got out in the yard and, you know, did a little trimming and maybe even cut the grass. And you, while you're out there, you looked at the old picnic table and you said, you know, that thing's on its last legs. And then you looked at the grill and you said, I don't know whether we can get another year out of that or not. Well, summer's right around the corner. Time for friends to come over, crab feast, outdoor picnics, reunions, church parties, you know, birthday parties, all that, and you can do that all outside, but you want to have the best to do that with. And Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including lots and lots and lots of tables and chairs, 300 Adirondack chairs. Yeah, Kenny and Captain Don's wives were chesting out the Adirondack chairs the other day, and I heard Kenny's wife say, these are comfortable. Come on over here and sit in this. So you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and chicken coops and dog pens. Houses in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. I was kidding Bill and Dawn. I said, look, you know, you say free delivery to within 60 miles. I said, you know, Captain Dawn and his wife live 61 miles away. So, you know, it's going to cost them $500 just to go that extra mile. And everybody laughed. I thought it was funny. Inside Backyard Billy Showroom, you can check out the pellet grills by Traeger, the barbecue smoker by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and everything you need for your deck. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget, and Backyard Billy's, as we will mention later, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. You know what? Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the General Assembly this coming week. I believe Sine Die is the 10th, thank God. The anti-gun bills are on the move. Most of them have been passed out of committee. I think that both the House and Senate have voted on them, and now we're in for reconciliation coming into the final few days. It's going to be critical here. We're going to see how Maryland General Assembly feels about the Second Amendment, and it's not good. As you know, the D's are in the majority in our General Assembly. They have the same type of mindset as the National D Party. They want to disarm the citizens of the United States, and these are some egregious bills. Whether they will take, whether the bills, if they're passed and signed by the governor, they will be opposed, of course, in the court of law. They might make it all the way to the Supreme Court, where hopefully they will be found to be unconstitutional penalties against the Second Amendment for punishment, the way I look at it, as the law-abiding citizens of Maryland who own firearms. So they're trying to restrict the right to wear and carry. They're trying to restrict the age requirement for owning a firearm. There's a number of things out there that are just not good, not good. What can we do about it? We can try. We can try to influence our elected officials. Well, unfortunately, we're those of us on this side of the fence are outnumbered strongly in the General Assembly. You can reach out to your local representative, but if you're not in the heart of the population centers here in Maryland, Montgomery, Prince George's County, Baltimore City, you are done. Unfortunately, and that's just the way it is in Maryland. You know, we've been there, done that, fought them on a lot of different issues. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. Doesn't look like we're going to win this one, but do check in with John Jocelyn's 2A Maryland organization. You can put that in your search engine, 2A Maryland. Sign up for the newsletter, and a lot of tools there on the website. Join the email list. You can download a list of the Maryland General Assembly email list of senators and people on the committees and so forth and email them. But here's the main thing. If you email your local representative and you're not registered to vote, your email goes right in the dump file, goes right in the delete file. You know, because these delegates and senators are smart. They'll look at your name, they'll look at your district, they'll look at the voter roll, and they can compare all that within seconds. And if your name's not on the list of registered voters, delete. It doesn't matter how good of a point you make, it doesn't matter how intelligent your email is, if you're not a registered voter from their district, goodbye. Delete. That's how it works. If you're not registered to vote, you should be. You need to get registered, especially between now and 2024. That's for sure. You need to vote in all the elections, primaries and general. Robin and I do, right, Robin?
Yes, sir. Never miss it.
Never miss it. So sometimes, you know, you go in the primary and you don't know everybody, and, you know, sometimes you do. But do your diligence and find out who's going to be representing you. Look at the people, poor people in Chicago. Goodness gracious, what happened there? There's a lot from a lot of people that are looking to ruin our country, to fundamentally change things in our country from a representative republic to a democracy. Anybody who talks about democracy, 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 this is a democracy, they don't know what they're talking about. This is a representative republic here in the United States. Our forefathers set it up that way. And those who forget about history are doomed to repeat it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to talk about fishing, you want to talk about turkey hunting, you want to talk about rockfish, you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, we're more than glad to talk about it. Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Alan, and also to Robin, too.
Good morning.
And I spoke to you last week and told you a little story about a kid falling in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it took me 12 years before I finally got back to perch fishing, and I made my mind up to do it. And I got down to Red Bridges Tuesday. Right? And there were a couple guys at the spillway there.
Right.
I got down, it was still dark. I'm serious about it when I do go. And these two guys were at the spillway, and I'll give you the end of the story first. They didn't catch anything. Okay.
Okay.
So I went on down around there's a little bend goes around, and
The bend to the left or the bend to the right?
The bend to it'll go to the left as you're walking down. Yeah.
All right. I'm with you.
Okay. And I got around there, and then the erosion has lifted all the roots up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, at my age and all the doggone replacements in my body, I'm going to kill myself trying to get around that stuff. So it got so bad. I actually sat down. Had my little bucket and my stuff, you know, and I sat down and I kind of scooted on down and had it drop down. Well, I stood on the edge there. Now, for anybody young that's out there listening, I'm going to give them tips. I hate to give away fishing secrets, but I'm going to do it. And I started off, and the sun was just coming up, and I had my little bobber on and my lures, and I tipped the lures with a piece of worm.
Right.
And here's my theory on that. That worm smells, and fish get down, and that smell, they kind of head up. They face toward the direction of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
they always face upstream. Yep. They always
and then they jump on that lure with that odor on it.
Right.
So anyway, I fished the fish with the bobber. Wasn't doing well at all. I caught one fish. So I took the bobber off, which I know to do, and I started jigging with it off there. And here's what I caught. I caught probably close to 100 fish. And then I just got finished cleaning them yesterday. I flayed them all, but I kept 29 of the fish. And now I started hitting them at about 10 minutes to 7 in the morning. And at 9 o'clock, I had to tell myself, stop. I couldn't stop. Once that starts hitting, and that feel of every other cast, bang, you got a fish. I forced myself to stop at 9, and then I went up to the spillway, and I don't know. I told them some stories about the biggest fish in the world that got away from me and all this stuff, and anyway, I was sitting back on my front porch at 12 o'clock. I was back on the Baltimore.
Wow.
And, I thought, man, all those fixed. So now I'm going to give the tips, all right, for anybody that really wants the fish in streams like that. You never want a great big long ocean rod. You don't want that. You want to get a short rod. You want maybe a 4'6" rod. The other thing I've learned is everybody loves to have a nice a bale type reel.
You're right? Talking about spinning reel. Yeah.
Yeah, spinning reel. They all want that. Here's what I've learned. If you're really into perch fishing, like I was, the more your lure's in the water, the more chances you're going to have to catch a fish. You don't want to have your lures up in trees and bobbers hanging down and
right, of course.
Christmas trees. And you don't want a beach ball bobber. You don't want
right.
that. You want the small. But the reel that you want, what works for me, is a undermount spinning reel. And I have a couple of those, a couple different makes. One's a Shakespeare. And
right, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, spinning reel. Handles on the left. You've got it.
Yeah, handles on the left. And trigger's under your finger.
Right.
Okay. And so what'll happen with that is you can constantly fire, and you never get bird nests out of it.
Right.
Right. You can constantly do that, and you're only catching perch. It isn't like you're out there, catching some 50-pound fish. So don't worry about, somebody say, look like you got a kid's rod or something in your hand. You want that, and you want number four line because it casts easier. Number four pound test. And that's my tips for that.
All right.
The type of lure to use would be a chartreuse sort of lure. Like, that's your best color on that.
Right.
And I've learned how to put lures on without putting them through the eye, digging out the eye and threading it through and tying.
Right, right.
I've learned to do it with little loops that I make. So anyway, it was a productive day.
Well, it sounds like fun. It sounds like good eating, and Robin would be over.
They were in, and I went down there on Tuesday. And now that I'm getting older, it's like only 3 days in a week now. There's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, exactly.
Whatever happens to the rest of them. All right, so that's
all right. All right. Well, look, that's a bunch of good tips, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, I love my perch.
Robin's a percher, that's for sure.
There you go. Well, I filleted them all, and they're in the freezer now. And I'm going to try. I've never done this. I'm going to try to steam them all and then make some sort of fake crab cake out of all of them.
Yeah, that'll work well. Yep.
I've never done this. It's been 12 years since I went, and you find out you still got it. I just played center field.
Got it.
And I hit a home run, too. Right.
Whoops. Well, I said got it, Robin. Forgive me, everybody. All right, Ray. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
And a happy Easter.
Yes. Have a blessed Easter.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. excuse me, Spurry's Tire Service, and by the way, the Internet's in and out, just so you know. We can't help it here. Ours is good. Our connection to the station is strong. Right, Aaron? There you go. So that's on Aaron's end. We don't know what's going on with the Internet going out of the station or what's going on with their streaming service, so we're sad for that. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, right up the street here. That's where the locals get their... Is it up the street or down the street, Robin? Spurry's up the street or down the street?
Up the street.
Up the street? Sure? I'm just asking. Doesn't matter. They're a couple blocks away. That's where locals get their tires and their auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. Doesn't matter if you're driving a Mini Cooper or one of those big-wheel, four-wheel drives that sits up above my head when I'm driving down the highway. Any maker model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrows. They've got it. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. And that includes when that diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Didn't our daughter have one of those happen this week?
Yes, they did.
Yep. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. That phone number, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service here in Easton, Maryland. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go.
Well, you need to
doing
you need
what
to let
the best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going.
Big wheels rolling. Our buddy Stan did call in, truck driving man all night long. He said that it's been streaming off and on troubles throughout the night. So those of you who woke up, we had an ongoing problem throughout the night streaming the WCBM signal out from the internet. So we're not sure what's going on there, but we're golden here. So we're projecting right into the studio, coming out the other end. I'm sorry to say. Is not all that working all that well. So I hope you're tuned in on your radio. Sal, good morning. How are you in Ellicott City?
You doing?
Good. Can hardly hear you.
I just want to let you know, last summer, my niece showed me these beautiful pictures she had of her fishing snakeheads. And when you announced your new magazine, I encouraged her to contact you, and I think she did.
She did.
And this past week, she sent me a draft of the little story she wrote up for you guys.
Okay.
And I think you'll really like it. She had, I think she had some snakeheads in there and some, I'm not a fisherman, so catfish, I guess.
That
she
caught.
And I think you'll like the story, particularly the last couple paragraphs, because she mentioned what you often do. It's not just about getting, it's often just about getting out there in the in nature and,
exactly.
and observing what's going on around you.
Yep, I knew
That's awesome.
Yep, I knew she was working on it, and we got those pictures right away when she when she heard you'd mentioned it to her. My last communication with her was on the 4th. She's working on the article. You want to see what I have so far? Do you want to finish copy? And I said, just go ahead and finish it, and then we'll I'll review it, and she can send that on out if you talk to her.
Okay.
You
know? Yeah, I'll probably see her tomorrow. And it's a nice story she wrote up.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I told her, I said, look, how'd you get interested? It's mostly about bow fishing, I believe.
Right.
Who do you bow fish with? What equipment works for you? What are your biggest fish? Do you have any fish on your bucket list that you'd like to harvest? What does it take equipment-wise and satisfaction-wise to get women involved in bow fishing? And since you've seen the draft and I haven't, I'm hoping she covered all that.
Pretty much so. I believe so, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, right. Wonderful.
Well, thank very you very good. Much, and happy Easter to everyone.
Hey, Sal, thank you so much. I really appreciate you encouraging her. There's a lot of pictures there, and we look forward to that article. We're getting articles from, we're getting the management stuff from the people, in the organizations as far as, the Marty Garrett, Potomac River Fishery Commission. I've reached out to folks at DNR. We've gotten some stuff from Joe Bruce. I don't know if anybody remembers Joe from the old fly shop in Ellicott City. He's written a book on snakeheads and carp fishing. He sends me pictures every day from, catching carp and that type of thing. And he's introduced me to a whole new thing in carp fishing. So I told him the other day, I said, I'm going with you one day. And, got Joe Bruce, and we've got some young guys that are snakehead warriors out there that are writing for us. And Chesapeake Bay Foundation, a couple nice articles from them. A fella out of New York talks about the invasive blue catfish in the Chesapeake Bay. So, there's just a whole lot of stuff out there. And, the snakehead isn't as big of a threat as people think it is. It is a delicious fish. It's a sporting fish. The big eating machine that's disrupting a lot of different species in the bay is the blue catfish. So anybody that can work to get that out is doing God's work as far as I'm concerned. And that's where the focus is from the governor and the entire delegation of Maryland senators and representatives in Washington have just written a letter as of the 6th to the Secretary of the Interior, I believe, to get some money to Maryland so they can deal with this problem in the Chesapeake Bay, these invasive species. So we'll see what happens. And it's signed by all of them, even some of the ones that you would think would not want to do that. But every elected official, federal elected official in Maryland has signed on to that letter. So a lot going on. So.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I look forward to your niece. I look forward to it.
I can't.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, man. Thank you. Happy Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. So, Robin.
Yo.
Here's a question for you. From Joe. Not a question, but his wife said she wanted a new fur coat.
Uh-huh.
Before winter.
Okay.
And he asked her a question.
Uh-huh.
How can a fur coat be new? Yes, indeed. All right. Tackle Box Tim is on. Please. That's right. And then we'll talk to Tim the rest of the time. So, you know, you got through the winter, and it wasn't too bad. Winter was pretty mild this year, but there were still some cold spots, and it's cold right now. It's going to be a frost warning tonight, so we're going to enjoy our fireplace, which is a gas fireplace insert that we had installed in an already existing fireplace, but we refaced it. We redid the firebox. Backyard Billy's came in and did all the work to mount that that insert in there for us. Take care of the chimney lining. You know, there's a whole new deal you got to do with your chimney. They put everything on top, and they did a beautiful, beautiful job for us, didn't they, Robin?
Yes, they did.
And we love it. You sit here with a remote control. You turn the temperature up and down. The fire goes up and down. You can turn the blower on and project heat into the room. It's really great, and it's made by a company called Enviro. And the model number is EX35 gas fireplace insert. Well, a lot of people are worried about gas. Okay, so they prefer pellet or wood. So Enviro makes a great pellet insert. They make a great freestanding company called Regency, who does the wood fireplace insert into your firebox. And then they also carry wood freestanding fireplaces. So if you're looking for secondary or even primary heat sources for your house, why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check it out? I mean, they're the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, and that's who Robin and I selected after dealing with a number of folks that weren't as efficient. Let me put it that way. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency, like I just talked about. You can get a new pellet, gas, electric, or even wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. Yep, I know. The hot weather's coming. But on the other side of that, you know what's happening too. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We'll cut Dragon Line a little bit short so we have time to talk to Tim. Good morning, Tim. How are you this morning?
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, sir.
Hey, as the last call, you had the last caller, and you mentioned blue cats and doing God's work. I had a chance to get out and do that earlier this week.
This week? Oh, that was this week. That's great.
Yeah, that was Monday. We caught up with one of your advertisers in a new magazine, Cat
yeah.
Pop, and
yep.
went out into the Susquehanna and did the good work.
That's great. That is great. Yeah, they are quite the head shakers, aren't they?
Oh, they are. And Captain explained to me that up in that area, you one under double digit weight. And that
say
is
that,
what
no,
I
say
hear.
That again. You do what?
They you rarely catch them under 10 pounds.
Under 10 pounds. Okay, I got you.
That is exactly the experience. The heaviest one I caught was 18 pounds, and the picture I sent you with me and the other gentleman, his was bigger than my 18 pounder.
Yep. No. Did you throw them back, or did you fillet them?
Oh, no, absolutely. We were only out maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes, and we put a dozen in the boxes.
Uh-huh.
And they were – I have some fillets of next evening, and they were rather tasty.
They are good. There's no question. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I have a friend here on the Eastern Shore who fishes up near Federalsburg, and – he came in one day. He called me one day. He says, "You want some catfish?" I said, "Sure." So he dropped off a couple of blue catfish for me, and I it was a Saturday, and I had been up all day and working all day, and still got them all filleted out and cooked them up. And Robin, did you try those? I don't remember if you tried those.
No,
blue
I
catfish.
Did not.
Okay, well, I liked them, and
my wife was okay with them. She found the meat a little bit on the soft side, even though it's a nice. Lakey meat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I found that there was actually a little bit of sweetness to it on the back end of the taste.
Yeah. Yep. I like it. Yes, indeed.
So we're gonna. I only know I got a couple minutes left, but I got a dad joke for you all.
All right, let's hear it.
And it's funny right off the bat, but you got to wait till the end.
Okay, go for it. Go for it.
A frog hops into a bank looking to refinance his pad. And he goes to the loan officer, and she says, "Hi, my name is Patricia Wack, and how can I help you today?" And he says, "Well, I want to refinance my lily pad." And the loan officer says, "Well, being that it's not a tangible brick-and-mortar home, we need some collateral." Frog doesn't understand. She says, "We need something that we can put up against the money." So the frog hops home, comes back a half hour later, and he's got what Miss Patricia Wack doesn't realize what it is. So he says, "We can't give you a loan." And the frog's pleading with her, "Hey, can you please go to like your manager or something? This trinket's been in my family for years." So she goes over to the manager and shows her the collateral, and the manager is just astonished that she doesn't know what it is. "Okay, it's a knick-knack, Patty Wack. Give the frog a loan."
Robin,
perfect.
Robin.
Perfect. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Enjoy a good joke and have a happy Easter.
Thanks, Tim.